You're listening to SBS News.
Seated before reporters in the Oval Office on Monday, United States President Donald Trump signed an executive order blocking Iran's leadership from accessing any financial assets and resources in the United States. President Trump says the sanctions are in response to Iran's downing of a US drone last week, attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf, and other alleged actions by Iran that Mr. Trump says are not appropriate.
These measures represent a strong and proportionate response to Iran's increasingly provocative actions. We will continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities and aspirations, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons, increased enrichment of uranium, development of ballistic missiles, engagement in and support for terrorism, fueling of foreign conflicts, and belligerent acts directed against the United States and its allies.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the sanctions were already being prepared before Iran downed the U.S. drone last week. He denies the executive order is merely symbolic, saying it will keep Iran's leadership from accessing billions of dollars in assets.
Along with our existing sanctions authorities, we have additional sanctions to go after the Supreme Leader's office and lock up literally billions of dollars more of assets. Along with that action today, we are also announcing specific actions targeting those responsible for recent activities. We are designating people who we believe were responsible for the chain of command, whether they knew it or not.
Mr. Trump says he's ready to discuss escalating tensions with Iran as soon as they're willing to participate in talks. However, after the sanctions were announced, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takht-Ravanchi, said Iran could not start a dialogue under these circumstances.
Everybody agrees that dialogue has certain rules and certain regulations. You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you. Today, we just witnessed that the United States imposed another set of sanctions against Iran. How can we start a dialogue with somebody whose primary preoccupation is to put more sanctions on Iran? So the atmosphere of such a dialogue is not ready yet.
Mr. Ravanchi also insists that the U.S. drone was only shot down last week after it failed to obey repeated requests to leave Iranian airspace.
According to our credible, detailed and precise technical information on the path, location and points of intrusion and impact of the U.S. spy drone, there is no doubt that when targeted, the drone was flying over the Iranian territorial sea. This was done after several radio warnings, all of which were disregarded. Iran's action was in full conformity with international law.
International leaders also responded to the new sanctions, with French President Emmanuel Macron urging the two countries to work together towards a solution. Mr. Macron says he'll be meeting Mr. Trump in the coming days at the G20 summit in Tokyo.
Some talks have taken place on a ministerial level with Iran. They will continue. We will intensify them in the coming days. We will hold some meetings on the sidelines of the G20 in the G20 format. And I will, of course, hold some separate meetings with President Trump. And I think that we must now find a constructive solution with one objective, which is the collective security in the region.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif later took to Twitter to criticize the US sanctions, accusing Mr. Trump of despising diplomacy and having a thirst for war. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.